Welcome to The Reporters with your host, Katie Minutillo.
Okay, so we're here today talking with Senior Krista DiTullio, Senior Alyssa Varicio, Senior Mary Dykman, and Junior Tina Blamis, and I'm Katie Minutillo. And recently, Long River Middle School students have been asked to clean up their mess after lunch is over on a daily basis. So we're here to just talk about that new rule at the school.
I can't believe it got to the point where they needed to make it a rule.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like a lot of concern going around with the parents because I guess the students have been asked to sign up daily to like spray down the tables just with water with no like bacteria killing chemicals or anything. Like they're just spraying the table with water and wiping it down with paper towels and sweeping. And this is like cutting into their recess time. So,
well, I think if they make less of a mess and clean faster, then they won't cut into the recess time. I think it's good that it's teaching them to respect the custodial staff.
Because a lot of things I would hear in the middle school and even now is, well, it's the janitor's job. The janitors will clean it up. And it's like, the janitor's job is to clean the entire school. You can throw out your lunch. Like, there's a difference between the janitors cleaning the school and people taking responsibility for their personal mess.
We do need to clean the school with chemicals so that there's no, like, bacteria spreading throughout. And if the students are just spraying it with water, then, like, they're just going to be touching the bacteria when they're wiping it off. And we really don't know if the janitors are going back to clean the tables with chemicals. So I think it would be good if they were, but if they weren't, then I don't know if that would be an effective way to, like, actually clean the cafeteria.
Yeah, I think if they're cleaning it, if the janitors are going in and cleaning it after they just wipe it down with the water, it's still cleaning it, and it's also kind of teaching them a lesson and taking away from their recess time, so I think that's a good punishment because then it's going to make them realize. They're going to be like, I want to go outside, and I can't do that if I don't clean my mess up. So I think it'll make them throw their garbage away and try and keep their mess smaller.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what sparked the new rule. I don't know if it was based off of bad behavior or something, or if it was truly just to teach the kids responsibility, but either way, I think it does both.
Well, Yaman said that the reason that he was bringing it to Long River was because they used to do it at the Waterbury schools that he taught, or like that he was the superintendent of. So I guess he just thought it was like a good thing and wanted to bring it to Long River. So I don't know if there was anything that really sparked it, but I remember when we were in middle school, it was kind of gross.
That's all for today for our first podcast. Thank you.